Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith or Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny and the call that God has purposed for us before the foundations of the earth. And we do it by faith as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we grow in Him, we become more as He is. The light of Him, the life of Him, the word of Him shows through us that others will be saved, delivered, set free, encouraged by it. But we're also changed. We're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. We are changed to look more like our Lord and Savior as the revelation of who He is revealed to us. And as we go through the process of life, the process of growing, the process of maturing, we become everything that His word declares. And it's not easy to grow fruit, it's not easy to grow a tree, but we produce it by the things that we endure, applying the word of God, knowing that God's word is true, knowing that He can't lie, and we will be only what He says. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living in a different time and a different century that God has chosen and called for His purpose and His plan. And we see as we learn of them, as we study them, how they trusted God, how they believed God, how they walked before Him. We even see their mistakes, but it doesn't stop the word or the will of God for their life. It doesn't make the word of God void, but it makes that word even the more valuable, even the more it comes to pass, because God's word cannot fail. It cannot return back void. It accomplishes all that God says. And when God chooses a person, a tribe, a nation, or a family, He uses that family, that nation, that tribe, that person for His glory. And He gets the glory out of them because He's already chosen them before the foundations of the earth. And the word of God lets us know God already knows all of those that belong to Him. So we're so grateful that God has chosen us for such a time as this. He's chosen us to get glory out of Him. And as we go through the process and every part of our lives, we go through that process of growing and learning about Him, becoming more like Him, trying and proving Him, allowing His will for our life to be done, we see ourselves being changed, and others see ourselves being changed, and they glorify God with us because of the great power and the authority of God. Today we are going to go back to what we studied on yesterday in this 15-minute of empowerment, dealing with forgiveness. We talked yesterday briefly about how we are to forgive others who have hurt us and harmed us. And we do it because we don't want to carry the burden and the load and the weight of the past, which affects our present and our future. It affects the people around us. It affects what happens in our life. We become bitter and we become very, very mean and we become in a place where we're insecure, judgmental, sarcastic in a lot of areas because of unforgiveness. And so we don't want that because of God's mercy towards us as He's forgiven our sins, as He's forgiven our what we have transgressed against Him and other people. God wants us to forgive others. And today we're going to talk a little about forgiving ourselves. Sometimes we can forgive other people, but we can't forgive ourselves. We're still holding ourselves hostage to the mistakes of our life, to the downfalls of our life, whether it happened when we were children, when we were teenagers, when we were young adults, or even if it just happened yesterday. We still hold ourselves hostage to the mistake, to the sin, to the problem, to the error that we've made when the grace of God has been made sufficient for us as well. It's not just for our sins and for other people. It is for us. And sometimes we have to go back and examine ourselves, because if we have been in a place where people have damaged us or we've been in rejection after rejection, we can sometimes hold ourselves in that same place even though we don't know it. Even if we've forgiven the people who've wounded us and hurt us, we still hold ourselves hostage thinking that we deserved it or it's our fault or we don't value ourselves in the light that we should. And so we have to forgive ourselves of the things that happened to us. When we look in the Bible and we study people in the Bible, we see that they were not perfect people at all. We see many of them were adulterers, and they were murderers and liars and cheats, and they did all kinds of things. But the grace of God, God's grace has saved them, delivered them, set them free, and they are now written in the Bible, and we can study their life. Rahab was a harlot. God cleaned her up, changed her life around, and she's written in the Bible, New and Old Testament, and it talks about her faith, and it talks about her lineage and who she produced. So, you know, we see that God chooses unlikely people, and he chooses people knowing that we have a past, that we have mistakes, and that we will make mistakes, but he's already covered the multitudes of our sins. And we've got to reshape, ask God to help us reshape those places in our lives of how we see ourselves, that we see ourselves in the light of his redemption, that we see ourselves in the light of his authority, of his power, that is able to go in and change, that is able to go in and heal, that is able to cause us to see ourselves as he sees us, and not in the place of our failure, in the place of our sin, in the place of where we were not able to win or conquer in some areas. We need to see ourselves totally different and forgive ourselves. When we don't forgive ourselves and we don't value ourselves, it is hard for us to walk in destiny because we don't believe that we're able to do it because we're still looking at our place of failure. We're still looking at the place of our fall, and we're still applying that place to the place, to the call that God has already commissioned for us. So we need to forgive ourselves so that we'll be able to love again, live again, that we'll have peace and joy, real peace and joy, that we'll be able to see ourselves walking and fulfilling what God has purposed us for, not in our own strength or in our own power or our own might, but in his authority, in his strength, in his might, through his word, relying totally on him, depending totally on him. When we look and study Paul, the Apostle Paul, he was a man that had been, he had well-versed, well-learned, but he had been taught of the traditions of the elders of old, and what they had told him and what they had instructed him was wrong, and he was very zealous, but in the wrong area. And he crucified the church. He killed church members. He killed the people of the new church. Stephen, the deacon, in the book of Acts, he was there when he was stoned to death. And it was only when he was going to Damascus that he had an encounter with God, with Jesus, that changed him forever. And when it changed him, he began to learn through the teaching and the leading of the Holy Spirit what the scriptures really, really meant. Now, he could forever have stayed in a place where he would have been condemned in his own heart and allowed condemnation and guilt to grip him that he would never fulfill the call that God had for his life. But he understood the mercy and the grace of God, and he understood that he did this out of a zeal of ignorance. Well, when we sin and when we fail and when we fall short, many times it's because we didn't know, we did not know God, we did not have or retain him in our mind, we didn't even understand his purpose for us. And yet, those things that we've done, once the light and the truth hits our lives, we see the place where we fall. But when God forgives us, he takes all of those things, all of those mishaps, and he throws them in a sea, and he no longer has a record of them anymore. He's not keeping account of the places and the times that we fail. He's not doing that. It's thrown as far as the east is from the west. And if God, who paid the price for us, can throw it from the east, from the west, and remember it no more, then why are we remembering it? Why are we holding on to it? Why are we living our lives through it, trying to pay penance for something that's already done? Now we live by the grace of God. The word of God lets us know, I am crucified with Christ. That means the me that did all these things, the me that was separated from God, the me that failed, the me that couldn't get it right, the me that disappointed people and people disappointed me and hurt and rejection was there. That person has been crucified, died with Jesus Christ. But then it tells me, once I die, it's not the end of it. It says, nevertheless, I live. That means he infuses me with his spirit, his life. He gives me what I didn't have. He makes the exchange with me because that's what he paid for. I live. But now this life that I live, I don't live like I used to live. I live by faith through Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. And because he gave himself for me, I'm empowered now in his righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in the earth. I look like him in the earth through his blood. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in the earth. I'm his righteousness in the earth. I'm stamped with his approval. I'm stamped and covered in his blood. I'm covered in his blood that when God sees me, he no longer sees the old Cheryl. He sees the one that has a new name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He sees the one covered in the blood of Jesus. He sees his son and all that his son has paid for. So if he's seeing me that way, why am I seeing myself any different? He's paid the price for me. He's given me a brand new life, an eternal life that I will spend with him. So this life that I'm living by faith now, I live for his glory. I live for his honor and his praise. I live to bring him glory in the earth. So I'm not held accountable to my past. Even if my past was yesterday and I did something wrong yesterday, the grace of God is sufficient. It's well sufficient. It's able to come in and meet and supply everything that I need in my life, in every area. The enemy wants us to live in condemnation and guilt. He wants us to pay penance. He wants us to live in a place that we're always remembering our sin. We're always remembering our shortcomings. We're always remembering those who hurt us, those who didn't treat us right or dropped us or didn't love us or didn't treat us fairly. And that's not the place to live. He wants us to live in a place of liberty. He wants us to live in a place of forgiveness and freedom, of his love, knowing that because he paid the price and he's covered the multitudes of our sins, we can forgive those who damaged us the most, hurt us the most, wounded us the most in any time or season in our life with his help, with his power, with his word. He lets us do it through him. And we're reminded because we owed debt that we could not pay. Because we owe something that we did not have the power within ourselves. And the book of Leviticus, it talks about the penny that we owed. We didn't even have a penny to pay for our price, but he paid the price for us. He paid it for us, and he gave us a brand new life in him, that we're no longer bound to sin, we're no longer bound to guilt, we're no longer bound to condemnation and shame, we're no longer bound to any of the things that the enemy has used in the lives of people from the time of Adam until now, that he has freed us. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So free yourself. Forgive yourself. Love who you are, because the Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that when he made us, with all our imperfections, he still put the word that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, because he didn't see us in the place of our fall. He saw us in the place of our redemption. So celebrate the fact that God knows you and he loves you and that he's forgiven you and that you have a brand new life so you can forgive yourself as you've forgiven the others. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life. Please have a wonderful worship experience this weekend, this Sunday, and know that God is God and he's Lord and he's awesome and he's worthy to be praised. We'll be back next week at the same time for this 15 minutes of empowerment to have Favor Life in our process of there. God bless you.